of us just felt that we were really doing what we could to support the people who were actually really doing the struggling. You know, I don't think it was more about taking a lead from what comrades in South Africa wanted the help with, you know, and I suppose there were quite a lot, you know, there were sometimes divisions, and I mean, I certainly can't remember the specifics of them, you know, but different political sort of factions had different views on what should be done. And I think my personal view was always that, you know, whatever the sort of ANC, whatever was coming from there, was what we ought to do. So if they were asking for a boycott, then that's what we should be doing. If they were asking for other kinds of support, that's what we should be doing, because we were supporting other people's struggle, really. So no, I don't recall any sort of major personal achievements. I mean, it was obviously, you know, the day that Mandela was freed from prison was fantastic for anybody who cared at all about it. You know, I remember that we were watching it on the telly and watching him come out, and it was amazing. It was absolutely fantastic to see. But I think we all felt really that, you know, what we did was just what little we could do to do something about the injustice, you know. So whatever part we played, we were glad we played it, but I don't have any personal sort of feeling that there was anything particular I did other than just take part in it.